I've been doing theater since I was a child. I grew up in California, actually. I've only lived in Sioux City about 7 years now. And theater is my saving grace. I'd say it's a very great tool for expressing yourself. And I'm glad to be doing my first show at community theater. I've also done shows at Lamb and Shot in the Dark. And it's great to meet a different group of people.
Can you set the stage a little bit for this comedy? What's it about? And it's called, as we said, Run for Your Wife. Now that has me intrigued.
Yes, it's a very telling title. The basic premise is a London cab driver named John Smith gets involved in an incident, and he gives the police two different addresses because he has two wives in separate parts of London. And because of the different addresses, confusion and wackiness ensues.
This is we characterize this as a classic kind of British comedy.
Yes, a farce, yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. So you have to kind of get used to real fast delivery on lines
Yes, very much so.
and Lance, you're not a stranger to theater at all in this community. You've done Shot in the Dark. You were in Wizard of Oz and Oliver and Josephine and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and more recently Legally Blonde. Has this been a challenge for you?
Yeah, this is my second straight play, which all is most of all those others were all musicals. And music is fun, and kind of easy to memorize some songs. This is being my only second straight play. It's a little difficult memorizing all the lines, but this part has been great because I think it's a great amount of lines and they're funny, and I've always wanted to be involved in a comedy. I never was in a straight play comedy. So it's been always almost a dream. In the last 3 years, I've only been involved in theater in the last 3 years with my daughter at community theater and Shot in the Dark, and it'll just be a lot of fun hearing people laugh a lot.
And this is a fairly small cast.
Yes, it's only comprised of 8 individuals.
And what has been the most interesting part of being in this show for you?
Oh, most interesting part is discovering these relationships between the different characters, interacting. And because you start with individual actors, people with their own personalities, quirks, backgrounds, they bring something different, something unexpected from when you're reading the script on the page.
And explain to our listeners, Lance, some of the characteristics that we associate with British farce. And of course, British actors are very much at home on stage doing this. But for American actors, what have you had to, work really hard on to translate and communicate the playwright's intentions?
Well, I'm not the best with the accent. I can do it for maybe like 4 or 5, 6 minutes, and then I fall out. I've gotten that note many times from our wonderful director, Wayne Bloom, that you've fallen out of your accent a few times, and it's just difficult for me to stay into that. But British comedy, as many people well know, it's fast, it's quick. You gotta really listen to the subtleness of some of the lines, because sometimes it's funny, but there's no laugh track, and other than the person sitting next to you at the theater. And there'll be just a lot of. We have 4 doors on the set for the front houses and respective kitchen and bedroom. And there's many times where a lot of those doors open and close at different times, and in and out of doors, and lying and deceit and other things that people think are going on. And the audience, luckily, gets to know all of that. And us actors on stage, or us characters, don't know the whole story, or at least we're acting like we don't know the whole story, which adds to the hilarity. And hopefully we'll pull out many laughs.
I was wondering, Gregory, is there a particular British comedic actor or a particular British farce that has maybe inspired you or kind of helped you to get into the character in the play?
That's an excellent question. I, of course, would say Fawlty Towers. Nigel Fawlty is, you know, a sort of exaggerated British character, although the character I play in the show is a police detective, so obviously not like him. But certainly mannerisms and cadence, I'd say, is something that I take from those types of British comedies.
And Lance, would you say it's more difficult to do comedy than drama?
I think there's many different facets in both of those. Comedy is a lot about timing and a lot about delivery and enunciating your words so people can laugh at the words that you say. One other play that I didn't mention earlier was Shot in the Dark. My first play was Mauritius, and that was a small cast, and it was a drama. And that was hard for me because I had a lot of lines, and I'm not a very well line memorizer. And words, I don't do good sometimes. But comedy, you know, you have to deliver it correctly and deliver it, you know, in time or wait your time. And as we will learn next week with people actually there laughing, we have to learn to not go as fast or wait for the laughter to die down a little bit. And we haven't had too much experience with that yet, but it'll be a wake-up call. And breaking character will be a big thing for me, too. It'll be hard, because we've seen this show, obviously, acting it out many times, but it's still funny, and the different physical comedies that we see, and with a few of our fellow actors falling down on the couch and different situations. It'll be a lot, really fun to hear the audience enjoying it.
Well, I think I'm looking forward to seeing this at Community Theater, and it starts on Thursday the 29th. People will have an opportunity to view it on three weekends, and there'll be matinees.
Two weekends.
Yes, okay.
Only two.
And then there's matinees on Sunday if you can't make any of the evening performances.
2 o'clock on Sundays.
And for heaven's sakes, it's winter, it's January, we're going into February. Everybody could use a few laughs, I would think.
Very much so. Very much so.
Be a great reprieve for the winter grogginess.
The blues.
Yeah, the winter blues.
The winter blues. So I want to say thank you, Lance Dake and Gregory Adler, who will be appearing at Sioux City Community Theater for the two-week run of Run for Your Wife. It's been really fun visiting with both of you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yes. Thank you as well, Gretchen.
Thank you, Gretchen.
This is Gretchen Gondek for FM 90.